Okay, I promise a podcast here on cooking with my induction cooker. Induction cooktop, should I say. At the end of this podcast, I'll try to give a description of the thing, a verbal description. I had put out a written description, but I will try to give a verbal description as well. So I'm going to deep fry some pork chops, boneless pork chops. I already got my cast iron Dutch oven on the cooktop. It started, it's running, and it's heating up the oil now. I presently got it on what you call C4, which is supposed to be defrying. So I'm going to see how hot that gets. I had called Nesco, and they said they really didn't have a temperature range for them settings, that they were just, you know, C1, C2, C3, C4, C5 was sear, you know, C4 was frying, C3 was boiling, C2 was simmer, I think, and maybe C1 was melt or something like that. So, you know, they didn't have a temperature range to go with that. Unfortunately, that's kind of bad. Because, you know, it's hard to tell. So I'm going to have to do a little experimenting here to find out exactly what temperatures I'm going to need to set this thing on to do deep fry. I'm also currently going to use probably a digital infrared thermometer bay that I bought from, I think, Brookstone, something like that. It's that infrared thermometer, talking infrared thermometer, that Brookstone, whatever his name is. Can't think of the name now, but puts out, I think he's got a podcast on the Blind Geek Zone about it. So that's what I'm going to be using to take my oil temperature with, and just try to see where C4 takes me. So let me see what the current temperature is.
All right, it's only around the 260 mark now, which is probably
100 degrees below where it needs to be. So we'll continue on letting this thing heat up. It has a fan. The fan's not that loud. It might sound loud on the podcast, especially if I get the phone a little too close to the deal. While heating this stuff up, I got my pork chops. They are all ready, and salted and peppered and all that, and I've got them in a tub, and I've floured them. They are ready to go. They've been floured. I'll shake them up some more in here. Get some more flour on them. I guess I can, while I'm waiting on this thing, can describe the buttons on this thing. If you go from left to right of this thing and the button, the front of the thing facing you here at the countertop, the back is towards the wall of the countertop where the plug is and the cord. If you come up the front and you go not from front to back, but from left to right, and you go all the way to your right, and you start to go back to your left, first thing you feel, the first button, it's a pretty good size button, is the on, off button. And it beeps when you press it and the fan comes on. The next button over, you feel, is another big button. And it's a fairly good size button, and you can feel it. It's the mode button, what they call the mode button. You press that, and then you press the up and down arrow keys to change mode from C1 to C5, and it does not wrap. It starts off at C3 when you turn it on. So when you turn it on and you hit the mode button, it's set at C3. So you could go up two levels, C4, C5, and then it stops. It don't wrap. And then you have to go back down to from C5 to C4 to C3, then down to C2 to C1. It don't wrap again. You have to go back up to C1, C2, C3. The next one over is you feel two buttons smaller than the big button, and it's got a space between them two buttons. The top button is the up button. It beeps, and the bottom button is the down button. So that changes when you hit the mode button, it changes from up from C3 to C4, C5, and down from C3 to C2 to C1, or if you're at C5, down to C4, C3, C2, C1. So that's what that does. That's basically the button layout. And that's all the buttons it's got. It's got them four buttons. That's it. Plain, very simple. Let me check this temperature again here. All right, we're at 310, it says. So, we need at least 50 degrees. It's not a little more, called 350 is, somewhere around 350 is the optimum, the best deep frying temperature. But you got to understand your whatever you put in there gonna cool the grease off, so it needs to be higher than 350, at least 360. 370 would be even better, because that would give it a 20 degree drop and then it would have to heat back, you know, could drop 20 degrees and then could heat back up. I'm hoping this will do somewhere around the 360 to 375 on this number four spot. But you'll have to see. I'm going to try to let it get as hot as it possibly can get. Well, I'm here and I'm waiting on this. I'm also going to cook some cut whole kernel corn, and I'm basically going to cook that in the microwave in a bowl. Just, you know, it ain't cooking, it's just warming up. It's already cooked. And some sweet English peas in a bowl. I'm gonna warm that up. I ain't really cooking them, I'm just warming them up in the microwave. Because they can, and so they already cooked. I'm gonna try to go ahead and measure this thing somewhat while I'm here.
So, total in memory is 0 inches.
Alright. Let's see if we can't measure this thing
one
out.
1 15/16 inches. 7 15/16 inches. Thirteen and 5/16 inches. 15 1/4 inches. 15 1/8 inches. 15 1/16 inches. 14 9/16 inches.
Alright, so it's basically 14 9/16 inches.
0 inches.
From front to back. Now that's the whole unit.
7 3/16 inches. 13 11/16 inches. 13 7/16 inches. 11 7/16 inches. 11 5/16 inches. 11 5/16 inches. 11 9/16 inches. 11 3/8 inches. 11 15/16 inches. 11 5/8 inches.
Okay, we got 11 and 5/8 inches from left to right. Now that is not the cooking.
Turning off in 5 seconds.
Surface of it.
Total in memory.
The height from this thing. Let's get a height. Try to get a
total in memory is 0 inches. 1 15/16 inches.
Alright, you got 1 15/16 inches.
0 inches.
Almost 2 inches.
Turning off in 5 seconds. Here,
well, it's probably a little more than that because I didn't.
5/16 inches. 2 1/4 inches.
Alright, at the highest point, it's
0 inches.
2 1/4 inches. But now it's got little legs on there.
Turning off in 5 seconds.
I don't know how much them little legs. Probably an inch, maybe. At the most, half inch, inch. So, you know, you can figure that off of it for the little leg. But total thickness is 2 1/4 inches. And so that goes with that's that part there. Let's see what this temperature is again.
Now we got 356
with this infrared thermometer. I'm going to pull out an old, this talking thermometer. It's got a long stem on it and actually take the temperature.
76.1 degrees Fahrenheit.
In the oil. I'm going to actually dip that in the oil. There we go, right there. And this, give it a second or two. 378.3 degrees Fahrenheit. All right, this is saying 378 actually in the oil when you put that in the oil versus this.
360, 362, 364, 365.
All right, we got 365 and 378. So there's about 13 degree difference in what this stem thermometer with the long stem, that probe going into the actual oil. 385.5 degrees. All right, see, now it's saying 385 degrees, the stem thermometer. Let me get this infrared one again.
360, 370.
All right, so we got 370. That's plenty hot enough. This is on C4. It's saying it's 380 something with the stem. So we got plenty of heat here. So it is time to deep fry. So let me put my basket in the deep fry, because I tend to like to just go ahead and put my basket in there and then drop my meat in the deep fry versus put the meat in the basket and then drop the deep, because the meat then tends to stick to the basket, and that's just, you know, then you pull it off part of your meat and everything. So here we go. And that is hot. There we go, there's one. Two. I got three pork chops here.
And they're rather thick pork chops. I have three of them there. So let's move this other container off and reach my hand off just a minute. Dry them off. Fry it up. Seems to be doing good. Shake this basket around a little bit here. Alright, I'm going to set a timer here so I sort of go by temperature and time. I like to cook by both. Myself, I find that doing good. And then I go by sound.
Chime off. Alarm off. Vibration. Alarm sound. Alarm hour. Alarm minute. Setting. Year. Setting. Month. Setting. Date. Setting. Time. Hour. Set. Time. Minute. Set. 12 hours. Countdown. Timer. Hour. Setting. Countdown. Timer. Minute. The time is 2. Chime off. Alarm. Vibrate. Alarm. 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 Year. Setting. Month. Date. Time. Hour. Time. Minute. Set. 12. Hour. Countdown. Timer. Hour. Setting.
Countdown. Timer. Maybe no hour.
Countdown. Timer. Minute. Setting.
It won't minute.
1. Minute. 2. 3. Minute. 4. 5. 6. 7. Minutes. 8. Minutes. 9 minutes. 10 minutes.
I'm going to do 10 minutes.
Countdown timer on. Countdown timer is 10 minutes.
Okay, we got 10 minutes now. It probably won't do it because I've wasted a little time. That's just something to go by, kind of go by sound and other things as well. Let's keep a thing on this. Check on the temperature, just to see what.
Press the temperature button to change between Fahrenheit or centigrade. Press the scan button to change the language. Press finish. 94. 332. 322. 315. 315,
313, 315. Well, you see, you got, it's saying it's way down there around 315.
Okay, press the scan
That 354, so. The basket and the food has taken away. And that's with the steam thermometer, not the infrared. But it's beginning to fry up now. I'm going to put the lid on the thing. Look how it is beginning to fry up a little bit. That'll help keep in some of the heat. Yeah, you hear it coming up now. It's beginning to fry up now, getting the temperature back up. That's the thing about, you have to have your temperature up so high. And now, understand this here,
if I've been on the gas stove with this, and this is something I just noticed, it wouldn't have took near long to recover. In other words, I could have turned my gas stove up on high when I dropped my stuff in it and turned it up. I had it on high, and when I dropped the stuff in, I could have left it on high for a few seconds, you know, a minute or something like that, and then could have turned it down. That's the difference in gas heat. It just heats gas. It's hard to beat gas, but I'm hoping this might be a little safer for me, and maybe I can control the temperature just slightly better. It's really frying now, and I put that lid on there. Well, it's coming right on up. Let's see.
Countdown timer is 5 minutes 22 seconds.
Got 5 minutes here, left. On my time, it'll probably take every bit of that because it was a little slow from start to cook. It might take a little longer than that. We'll just go by sound. But meanwhile, I'm going to go ahead and start warming up my corn and all. I got them in the microwave already. So let's do 2 minutes.
2 minutes express cook.
All right, that's that old Timo. I think from Hamilton Beach or something like that. Got that speech. I think I got that. I caught it on sale when I got that one there. And I think $60 out the door, thereabout. Not a bad price for it. And it talks most of all the stuff. Not all of it, but most all of it. Alright, here we go. And I'm getting hungry. Boy, I'm hungry.
Countdown timer is 3 minutes 41 seconds.
3 minutes. Go. We'll see what it sounds like. This is what this sounds like. Here, I get the phone a little closer with the fan going in the fire. It's not that bad. It's really not that bad. Now, if I was going to do precise cooking or more precise cooking, I think something, one of them new ways, like Rick's got, would be better, because then you could do a preset setting. And then you could, after you did one of the presets, then you could adjust the temperature up and down by 10 degrees according to what they said was the temperature. Now, and when they say temperature, of that on the new way, I'm sure they're giving not the minimum but the maximum temperature of that when they're matching it to one of the presets.
Also, another thing on the new Wave is the new Wave titanium model. I think it changes back and forth in 5 degree increments versus 10 on, like on the Pro. Let me take this stuff out. So a little bit in and beans. I mean, peas and all, to see how hot they are. They're warm, but not hot. Let's probably do another 30 seconds. I'll put in another 30 seconds. I'm gonna make a little bit more noise here. I'm gonna turn on my fan over my stove. This cooker is close enough to it. Should have pulled some of the scent and all out. So you might hear a little more noise, but it's not from the cook thing. Now I got my hood.
9, 8, oops. 7,
there
6,
it goes.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0, 0 hour, 0 minute. Countdown timer is 0.
Now I'm listening to this thing, and it really sounds like that it's cooking. It slowed down just a slight, but it still sounds like it's cooking pretty good. So I'm going to give it a few more minutes. And then we'll see if we can't pull the basket up, let it drain, and get a temperature of the actual meat, maybe a little bit. And I think it's going to be ready, though. I usually just go by sound him when I'm deep frying. I do check it out after I pull it up to see. And another thing, if you deep frying this like this, you know, and it is not quite to the temperature you want, you can nuke it in the microwave. Sometimes, you know, if you deep frying chicken, obviously, don't nuke it in the microwave. You won't drop it back down. I'm going to go ahead and take the lid off this thing. Hot. Got my mitts on. Extremely hot. Find my basket here. Check it around. See, it's getting down. It's slowing down. So it's getting close. So what I'm going to do is go ahead and cut this off now. There we go. Cut it off. Now I'm going to just let it go ahead and fry a little bit with it off. So that's the nice thing about this cast iron Dutch oven. It stays hot for a long, long time. So, it'd take a little bit for this to cool off, so it'll continue to fry a little bit. Yeah, it slowed down quite a bit. I think it sounded like the fan went off on the thing, so it's about, and you hear it still frying, and it's not even on. The Dutch oven's so hot, and the stuff in there so hot, it's still frying. I think we're about where we're at. Let's take this up, see what we got here, and hang that bass right there. What you hear, continue to hear, I'll cut this off just a minute, is my fan over the stove. See, now you don't hear the fan, this has completely cut off there. Turn my fan back on over my stove. Now, I'm going to use a probe thermometer because I want to actually take the temperature of the meat, and I don't want to take the surface temperature. I want to actually take the inside temperature of the meat and where that infrared, that's where, you know, it just don't, it gives you the temperature of the outside of the meat. It don't actually give you the inside temperature. Give that a moment.
201.9 degrees.
Ooh, says 200, over 200 degrees on that piece of meat there.
183.7 degrees.
So these pork chops are well done, and of course that's what you want. You want your pork well done. You don't want rare.
191.1.
Oh yeah. So plenty done there. So I guess that sort of gets this podcast. That wraps this thing up here. So that's basically it. I'll also attach a PDF file to the manual up there online, and I'm going to try to get this up there if I can figure out and got enough sense to get it up there on the Blind Geek Zone list site, and then I'll post when Rick lets me know it's posted up there for everybody to see. Appreciate it. You need to get a hold of me. I'll give my information here. You can reach me at matt.from.florida@gmail.com. You can always reach me at that email address, and if you have any questions, you can email me there, or get a hold of me through the Blind Geek Zone there, email there. Again, this is the Nesco Induction Cooktop burner, and very simple to use. Really don't have temperature to worry about.
as far as that, and you don't have no timer, none of that stuff. So it makes it very simple. If you got 5 heat settings, an on, off, and then the up and down arrow to move through the heat settings. And so if you're doing precise cooking, you might want to look at one that gives you a more precise temperature setting. But for what I'm using it for, and mostly for deep frying, I think I'm going to be very happy with it, it looks like to me here. So, appreciate you listening, and I'll see you later.